Today is Wednesday, August 25th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It's 5:13 in the afternoon. I'm recording at 5:13. I finished my last meeting, and orchestra tonight, so I have to get everything done. You know, at the risk of this becoming a cooking show, I'm just going to talk about cooking, because why not? So I was able to make dinner last night. So what I'm trying to do is a mostly non-fast food week. So on the weekends, I can do fast food. During the week, I shouldn't do fast food, except on Wednesdays, because I have orchestra rehearsal and there is no time to cook. And I'm stressed out when I get home and et cetera, et cetera. So I just want to sit down on the couch. But my caveat there is the fast food needs to be a grilled chicken sandwich. It could be from Wendy's. It could be from anywhere that has a grilled chicken sandwich. But it needs to be grilled chicken, because that's healthier than a fried chicken sandwich or a burger. But so right now, like I said, I'm just trying to get into, hey, I'm not going to eat as much fast food. And I'm trying to get back on Weight Watchers, but I'm slowly, because I don't really have, there's nothing happening that I need to have a perfect body for. You know, really ever for the rest of my life, but you know, nothing where I need to squeeze into tight jeans or something. Now, I don't want to gain all the weight back that I lost, but I do need to slowly, and I need to figure out how I can, for the rest of my life, I don't know how the rest of my life I can, you know, not roller coaster diet, on, off, on, off, on, off, you know? By the way, adult film star Ron Jeremy was indicted on more than 30 counts of sexual assault, if anyone cares. I just saw on Twitter he was trending. I don't even know why. But so what I'm doing right now is just like, okay, I've got to get back in the habit of just eating at home, not doing fast food. So last night I cooked. But I wasn't in the mood to have boring, you know, I don't know, Weight Watchers type food. I wanted to have spaghetti, but I didn't have, and I really haven't been eating a lot of spaghetti when I was doing Weight Watchers, because the pasta has a lot of points. So I'm like, well, you know what? I'm not eating fast food. It's going to be lower calorie than a double cheeseburger and fries. It's going to be better for me. So I'm gonna do it, but but the thing is, I didn't have any jarred sauce. And normally I just use jarred sauce, because I mean, who has the time to make sauce? And I've never, you know, it's funny, because I do cook a lot, and I think I'm a pretty good cook, but I never learned how to make a really good spaghetti. So I've never been happy when I've tried to make my own spaghetti sauce. It's either, most times it's too sour. And I've tried adding sugar, but then it's too sweet, you know, and then I just can never get the balance right. I don't know why it's so hard to get the balance right on spaghetti. And you look at these recipes and it's like canned tomatoes, garlic, basil, boom, you're done. I'm like, there is no way. So I had these homemade or handmade pasta noodles from the grape festival that we went to. And I thought, well, this will be a perfect opportunity to use those. So I did use ground turkey, 99% lean. So, you know, that was Weight Watcher approved. That's 0 points. But it all goes askew from there, because the pasta is a lot of points. You know, the nudes themselves, they're a lot of points. So I thought, okay, I'm going to try to find, because I didn't have a jar. And I was like, well, I do have canned tomatoes. I do have tomato paste. I have onion. I have garlic. I have oregano. I have, you know, some various things around. So I thought, I'm just going to try to find a recipe and, you know, do it myself. So I found a recipe. I don't even know where I looked at. Normally what I do when I'm looking for recipes is I will Google it. I have a lot of cookbooks, but normally I'll just Google something. Be like, tomato sauce recipe. And then I will look at three or four of them. And then what I tend to do is combine them. I'll be like, oh, this ingredient from this one sounds good, but this cooking method from this other one sounds better. And so that's what I did. I found two or three different recipes and I was like, ah, this idea sounds good. This idea sounds good. And I put them together. So I ended up doing crushed tomatoes. So first of all, what I did is I had some bacon that I really needed to use because it was going to go bad. Just like four slices of bacon, raw bacon. So I put the bacon in the pan. I cut it up into little squares. I put the bacon in the pan and I rendered the bacon and got that crispy. And then I added in the garlic and onions, and then, you know, let them get translucent and then added the garlic. And at some point, I don't remember the order, but at some point I cooked the turkey first and then I did the bacon and the onions and garlic. Then I put the turkey back in the pot, and this was in a Dutch oven. And then I put it back in the pot and, you know, got that all combined. And I added the tomato, the crushed tomato at that point, and I added 2 tablespoons of tomato paste. Now, one thing I learned, and I didn't realize that, but I realized that the tomato paste does add a little bit of sweetness. And so anytime I've tried to make a sauce with no tomato paste, and it's very, very, very acidic, it seems like the tomato paste actually adds a little bit of sweetness. And I didn't realize that before. And so I added, and all the recipes I found had tomato paste in them. And I knew that was a thing, but I'm like, oh, is that really needed? It's just another form of tomato. You know, why do you need that? Now I know. You need some more richness and sweetness that comes from the paste. So anyway, I added that, and then I had found, so I have the crushed tomatoes, I have the tomato paste, and I didn't have any. They say you can add some beef bouillon cubes or beef broth to give it a little bit more umami, but one of the recipes I found said you can add Worcestershire sauce, or Worcester sauce, as they would say in England, I think. Worcester sauce. And I did have some of that. So I thought, okay, I'm going to add a little bit of Worcester sauce and just do it to taste. And that'll give me a little bit more of that, you know, savory flavor that I'm looking for. And maybe cut some of the sourness. Because I was really looking for my aunt. When I was growing up, we used to go to my aunt's in the summer, and she made the best spaghetti, and it was savory. There was no sourness. It might have been a little bit sweet, but it was mostly like a very savory spaghetti, and I loved it. It was so good. So satisfying. But I did add just a little bit of sugar because for whatever reason, the canned tomatoes I get are just really sour. It's the best brand we have at my local grocery store. I could order them, I guess, directly from Italy or something. But, I mean, I don't know. And, you know, I know if you cook it for 2 or 3 hours, the recipes that I read said you can do this in 20 to 30 minutes. But if you really want the best flavor, you need to do it for let it simmer for a couple of hours at least. But I didn't have a couple of hours. Now, the other tip that I found in one of the recipes was to put a Parmesan rind. And I happen to have a wedge of Parmesan cheese. Actually, I think Mark bought it. But nobody's going to use the rind. So I just cut the rind off of it and threw that in. It didn't even really fully melt, but I just let it simmer in the sauce. I put a couple of bay leaves and some oregano, salt, pepper, yada, yada. A little bit of sugar, like I said, and I let that simmer. And you know what? It turned out really good. I think that sauce with the tomato paste added, onions and garlic, a little bit of bacon, and maybe a little bit of sugar, the Worcester sauce. I think if I'd have let that simmer for a couple of hours, it would have been mwah, like so good. It was good though. I enjoyed it. I don't know. The handmade pasta was not as good as I wanted it to be, but it was all right. You know, it was all right. So that's what we had for dinner last night. And then we've been watching this new show called, and I talked about it yesterday, called The Chair with Sandra Oh. So we watched a few more episodes of that last night, and I don't know, it's enjoyable. I wouldn't say it's groundbreaking, but if you like Sandra Oh, you know, it's kind of a dramedy, I would call it. It's just a half hour show. So we watched that, and then that was it. And we got up again and walked this morning because we've been faithful to our walking. And then I've just really worked today. I have orchestra in a few minutes, and that's about it. We did get our art. So we ordered some art for Above the Mantle, and it's got three panels. It's really big. And we wanted to cover up, it's a really big space above the mantle, and we wanted to cover the whole thing. And so I don't know if I like it or not. It's better than having a blank wall for sure. So as soon as it came in, you know, I was in between meetings and stuff. So I went downstairs, brought it in, unpacked it, and immediately put the three panels up on the mantle to see what they look like. It looks pretty good. You know, I mean, it's again, better than a blank wall. It's abstract, and it's blues and whites and golds, and it's metallics. There are a lot of metallics in there. And so, you know, we'll live with it for a while, see if we love it. You know, if we decide we don't like it, we could always put it in a different room. We could put it in the bedroom and put something else above. But we just had to make a decision. We've been going back and forth about, okay, what are we going to put over the mantle? What are we going to put over the mantle? It's very hard to make decisions about backyards and decor for the inside of the house. Both of those involve designing things or getting someone to design something. And Mark and I just have a really hard time making decisions about how things should look for whatever reason. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.